one of the things I'm hearing about is this excitement both you and Joe have for your work, the enthusiasm you bring to it. But I'm guessing it's not all sunshine and flowers all the time. One of my friends puts it, it's not all puppies and kittens. What's one of the things you feel most optimistic about right now? What's the thing that you're the most excited about? Joe, I'll let you start.
Well, we're talking electric vehicles, and it is a true game changer from the perspective of the transportation system. You know, I've been in transportation all my career, 35 plus years. So it used to be the vehicles and the infrastructure. Now we see it as the vehicles, the infrastructure, and the power grid, and overlaying all of that is basically data and communication. It's a total different world. And it's exciting. And what really gives me some optimism is because, you know, at some point I'll be moving on and I would like to see younger folks step into leadership positions and take over and do things that we were not able to do. And the best thing we can hope for is we leave things in a place where it's a little bit better than what we found it, but these young superstars take over and they really solve these big problems. So I'm super excited to see a lot of young people being up to the challenge. They are not stuck in their silos. They're seeing this as a much bigger, much more multidisciplinary problem. They're open to that and they are collaborative and they are just ready for this challenge. So that is giving me the excitement that I need.
Gabe, what are the things you're most optimistic about?
So I get J.D. Power's numbers every month. I get a lot of data incoming. And what's really great for me is I know now it's clearer than ever where we're going to be in 2030. And that's where a lot of our goals are. And by 2035 and by 2040 on medium heavy duty, like we know where we're ultimately going to be. It's really just about the pace to get there. And the technology is getting better and better all the time. Batteries have gone down 90% in price. New innovations in the private sector and with research labs are going to make batteries better, longer, lighter. So I know where we're going to be. The question is, how fast do we want to move? And I think that we need to move as fast as humanly possible for a bunch of imperatives, including the climate and the next generation. I'm with Joe. The young people that I see out there, they think there's nothing we can't do. They are mission driven for the most part, and they want to get this done. And they're also open to using all different types of vehicles. They don't see themselves as I'm a car driver or I'm a bus user or I'm a bike user. They're very multimodal. And I think that also bodes well for the future.
So the corollary to that question, which is what are the things that keep you up at night about what's happening next? I'll let Joe go to there.
Yes, Alan, being a transportation professional, I think we all share this big gloomy topic of more than 40,000 deaths on our road network every single year. We pretty much got numb to that number and it just continues and continues. And it's unacceptable and we all agree that it's unacceptable. It's been like this since the 70s. You know, it's been hovering since 30,000 to 50,000. So I really feel that it should be all hands on deck, that we can really pursue Vision Zero. Electric vehicles bring its own set of challenges, so we need to make sure that it doesn't add to the problem. And, you know, with its heavier weight and lower center of gravity, we did a test recently at DTI testing a Model 3 Tesla. And let's put it this way, the barriers that were designed for conventional light-duty vehicles didn't work. So this much heavier EV with a lower center of gravity went right through the barrier. So that's something that's a challenge. And it would keep me up at night because being an EV driver myself and our family, we worry about those things. So that needs to be fixed. And more testing, more evaluation needs to be done. But there's a lot of things that we need to do to address this issue of deaths on our roadway and how do we get to Vision Zero.